It's a pain when the internet goes down. There's often a technical problem like network maintenance or a defective modem. But last week, the former Soviet Republic of Armenia lost service for another reason. An elderly woman digging for scrap copper in nearby Georgia cut a cable that provides internet to much of Armenia. Sean Shirigian reports from the capital, Yerevan.
The Spade Hacker. That's what Armenia media are calling the 75-year-old retiree who allegedly shut down Armenia's internet for one day last week. She was reportedly digging for copper in the central Georgian village of Kasani when she split Armenia's link to its main internet source. Lilit Melikinyan was working at Yerevan's Institute for Linguistics on Monday when Armenia's internet went down.
I was sitting in my chair and translating some article from Armenian into English. And so I needed an electronic dictionary, so then I revealed that we had no internet.
Authorities in Georgia reportedly tracked the suspected Spade hacker down with help from local witnesses and later released her due to her advanced age. But she faces up to 3 years in prison on charges of damaging property.
How can the internet be interrupted because of a gentleman who was digging up for some copper, yes? I think she shouldn't be condemned for that. She should just be set free because she's an old lady and maybe she had some mental disorders. I think she should be acquitted.
Digging up old copper cables to sell as scrap is a common way for people in former Soviet republics to earn some money. But the incident has thrown a spotlight on the state of telecommunications in Armenia and the Caucasus region. Vahan Hovsepian is with Armenia's Union of Technology Enterprises. He says he's worried about Armenia's near-total dependence on Georgia for the internet.
The situation with Georgia is really serious, because when it crashed, almost every people in Armenia feels that.
It's still not clear how many were affected in last week's outage. News agencies reported almost everyone in Armenia lost internet for up to 12 hours. But Armenia's three internet providers insist only half of their customers went webless for a few hours. Parts of Georgia and Azerbaijan also lost service. And it's not that uncommon here. Haik Faramazian is general director of the Armenian internet provider GNC Alpha. He estimates that Armenia suffers an internet blackout about once every 3 months.
Usually the cables are cut. It happens, you know, also in Armenia, also in Georgia. So this time it was a funny story with the old woman, something like that.
Faramazian says the Georgia-Armenia internet link stretches some 435 miles, and it's vulnerable during periods of construction and for other reasons.
Sometimes they steal, sometimes they deliberately destroy. Things happen.
The latest incident isn't expected to bring changes in the way Armenia gets its internet. Hovsepian of the Armenian Tech Union says for now, underground cables remain the best way for his country to access the web. For The World, I'm Shant Sharigyan in Yerevan, Armenia.